Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst this morning as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. As we know that the previous day, the Christians globally, we were commemorating the Ascension Day, which falls after 40 days after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Furthermore, in 10 days after Ascension, we commemorate the day of Pentecost, which makes it to be 50 all in all after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And now, the term Pente means 50. And the importance of that 50 days, it takes us back to the arrival of the children of Israel at Mount Sinai after they came out of Egypt, where Moses received 10 commandments. And to us, Christian, after 50 days of Jesus' resurrection, the promise of the Holy Spirit came upon the first disciple who were waiting at the upper room. Manje, uma sifunda in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 14, tells us that they all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Looking at this, the pouring down of the Holy Spirit never chose a certain gender, but it fell upon all who were there, according to what we read in the verse of Scripture, Acts chapter 1, verse 14. Now this then tells us, ukuthi Salome of Galilee was there, Mary Magdalene was there, Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, njengoba sesifundile ukuthi naye bekhona, uMartha was there, the wife of uJoanna, the wife of Cusa, was there, uSusanna and many other women, because the word of God, yasitshela ku Luke chapter 18, ku verse 2, iyabanema labafazi ababehamba noJesu Kristu besupporta iministry kaJesu. Manje, what happened there ngalelo langa? It was the fulfillment incwadi kaJoel chapter 2, verse 29, la ithi, and afterwards I will pour out my spirit on all people, even my servant, both men and women. I will pour out my spirit in those days. Manje lana siyabona ukuthi there was no discrimination of gender, even uNkulunkulu mayikhuluma kuJuweli prophesya isikhathi esifana nalesi. Attesting a reason as he funda lapha ku Luke chapter 2 verse 36 siyathola ukuthi ma izwi kaNkulunkulu again lapho likhuluma ngo Ana and the who was addressed as a prophetess, and looking at verse 38 wakhona, she was the first woman to welcome ukuzala kuka Jesu Kristu ku nation ya Majuda, ngoba izwi kaNkuluNkulu liyasitshela ukuthi she was from one tribes of as kwa Israel, and wahlala etempeleni ekhuleka efasta elindele ukuza kuka Jesu. And the Bible tells us ukuthi uma uJesu ezalwa siyazi ukuthi wawumkelwa uSimeon, but at the same time the Bible tells us ngalo mama ongu Ana the prophetess, elithi kaNkuluNkulu, she approached them and she started praying, thanking God. And at the same time, azanga gcine lapho, the Bible tells us that she went and spoke to all who were looking forward to the redemption ye Jerusalem. Manje, we can see ukuthi she was the first evangelist in the eyavangela ngoJesu Kristu kuzalwa kwakhe, evangelela isizwe sakwa Israeli. Noma sikhuluma ke ngesinye isikhathi sikhulume ngomfazi waseSamaria. Umfazi waseSamaria was not the first one to evangelize, but this was the first one to evangelize. Umfazi waseSamaria was the first one to evangelize kubantu abangama Gentiles, ngoba lo wahambela abantu abangamaJuda wabatshela ukuthi manje ufikile lo esikade simlindele. Manje kuMark 16 again uma sibona futhi njengoba sibuyela ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi afterwards I will pour out my spirit on all people, even on my servant, both men and women. Manje sibona ukuthi these things uma izwi lalo likhuluma ngalokho siyakubona kwenzekile nakuMark 16 uverse 9 okhona uma uJesu Kristu evuka kwabafileyo. The Bible tells us ukuthi lapha kwincwadi kaMark 16 verse 9 ukuthi the first person owa appeara kuye uMary Magdalene. Manje ke lapho izwi kaNkuluNkulu sisakhuluma ngokubaluleka kwe Ascension Day, ngokubaluleka kwe izwi kaNkuluNkulu lisasitshela ngokubaluleka kwe Ascension Day nePentecost. Manje lana sithola ukuthi in the book of Galatians chapter 3 verse 28-24 iyasitshela ukuthi there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for we are all one in Christ Jesus. So this is about the things of the Spirit. And according to Hebrew, uNkulunkulu, the book of Hebrews, siyathola ukuthi izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi God is the Father of our spirit. Now, into zikaNkulunkulu, uma sizibheka ngokwenyama, sithatha izinto ngokwenyama, but uNkulunkulu lithi ungubaba, He is the Father of our spirit. Manje uNkulunkulu is able to use any gender. Ngoba i spirit has no gender. Manje to us Christian, ngithanda ukuthi sibuyele ukuthi ukufa kukaJesu Kristu, i-resurrection kaJesu Kristu, i-Ascension Day, i-Pentecost plays a very significant role in our spiritual walk with God. Manje, this is validating the words zikaJobo. Uyabona uJobo wazala kudala, kodwa ukhuluma amazwi lapha kuchapter 10, kuverse 12 wakhona, uthi makebhala, uthi you gave me life and showed me kindness and you your providence watch over my spirit. Manje uNkulunkulu seke sidalile senzele umusa ngokuzala kukaJesu Kristu akagcina ngalapho izwi lithi lapha and you showed me kindness and your providence watch over my spirit. Manje la lezi zinto esizicelebrator nesizicelebratayo, they are there for us to watch over our spirit. Manje the providence that uNkulunkulu provided us with, siyathola ukuthi he gave his life unto us. And that ngoJesu Kristu, as izwi likaNkulunkulu ku Isaiah ku chapter 9 lithi athi Isaiah make khuluma athi for unto us a child is born, for us is given. Manje siyabona ukuthi ukuzala kukaJesu it was for our benefits, and nokuthi abe indodana anikelwe kithi ngoba wayinikelwa indodana ukuthi ayofela thina esiphambanweni. Manje yiko lokhu kuncwadi yamaHebheru chapter 2 uverse 10 wakhona ithi that he might taste death for everyone in bringing many sons to glory. Then go verse 14, iyaqhubeka ithi, because God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood, the Son, which is uJesu Kristu, also became flesh and blood, only as a human being could die. Yiko lokho ke esikhuluma ngokubaluleka kwazo zonke lezi zinto from ekuzalweni kukaJesu, ekuhambeni kwakhe kwiministry, ekufeni kwakhe, ekuvukeni kwakhe, ekunyukeleni kwakhe ezulwini, nokuzosithembisa nomoya engcwele nokufika kwawo. These are all for our benefits, and these are all ezakhulunywa kudala. Oh, in all the books of the Bible, konke lokhu kuyavela ngabaprofethi bakaNkulunkulu. Lize lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu babe kufisa even the angels bazimangele isikhathi esizofika kuso bakufisa ukubona ukuthi kuyobe isikhathi esinjani manje konke lokhu ku important now the most important statement again in this scripture for the ascension day ilapha ku verse 18 elithi for he himself suffered when he was tempted. He is able to help those who are being tempted. Lisho njalo lapha kuma Hebrew chapter 2. Lithi ku verse 18 wakhona. For he himself suffered when he was tempted. He is able to help those who are being tempted. Manje uJesu Kristu usisiza kanjani ngoba usiyathola ukuthi in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 34, it tells us that when he ascended on high, he sat on the right hand of the Father and is interceding for us. Manje uJesu Kristu is our intercessor. Ekunyukeleni kwakhe ezulwini, also it was for our benefit. Ngoba noma batshela abafundi bakhe, washo ukuthi ukuhamba kwami it's for your own benefit. And at the same time, ukunyukela kukaJesu Kristu ezulwini kubaluleke ngoba wayohlala esihlalweni sokune nesikaNkulunkulu sekehleli khona. The Bible tells us ukuthi he's our intercessor. Manje ngithanda ukuthi ngisakhuluma ngokuthi uJesu is our intercessor. Kuyilapho uJesu Kristu ngaso sonke isikhathi uma kuvuka ulaka likaNkulunkulu ngathi he is able ukukhumbuza uNkulunkulu ukuthi khumbula amanxeba esa anginikele engashayelwa wona ngishayela abalabo bantu. Uma uSathane ezosilinga siyathola ukuthi isilingo esilingwa ngaso izwi kaNkulunkulu lithi angeke silinge ukudlula amandla ethu. Why? Because sonke isilingo before siza siqala kuye uJesu Kristu siweywe kuqala ukuthi sizokulungela na or nawe sizokulungela na. Uma uNkulunkulu yazi ukuthi sizosilungela njengoba wakwenza nakuJob ukuthi uma uSathane esemcelile wathi ungathatha umphefumulo wakhe kodwa wathi mlinge ngani ngoba uNkulunkulu wayazi ukuthi isilingo leso sizomlungela uJob. And ngithanda ukuthi ngisathi ngikhuluma ngendaba kaJob ukuthi isilingo samlungela kodwa thina siphila esikhathini esingcono kunesakhe. Why ngisho lokho? UJob there was no intercessor ngoba ukhona iverse akhuluma kuyo athi I wish there was a man who could stand in the gap for me, a man whose part who is God and the same time who is a man. So kuJob yonke into yafika kuye more than thina uma ifika kuthi we've got an intercessor enguJesu Kristu eyakhuphekele ezulwini yahlala ngasokunene ukuze i-intercedele thina nawe. Manje as we are going to read the Bible in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 wakhona, we are reading Ephesians chapter 2 reading from verse verse 4 to 6. Little Elilizi, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgression. It is by grace we have been saved, and for Lana Liti, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Manje bheka ukunyuka kuka Jesu kwenzeke ukuthi uJesu Kristu lithi wasikhuphula nathi wasibeka kwindawo ephezulu. Manje lapho lisakhuluma ngokuthi ukuvuka kwakhe wavuka nathi. Angithi siyazi ukuthi izwi kaNkulunkulu kuma Roma uchapter 6 wakhona iyasitshela ngendaba yokufa kuka Jesu nokuvuka kwakhe ukuthi iye yasibenefitha kanjani. Manje uma silifunda lapha kuba Roma chapter 6 ku verse 3 to 5 lithi lana, oh, don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too were we too may live a new life. Manje lana sithola ukuthi uma uje masingene emanzini uma siphuma sisimbolize ukufa kwakhe, sisimbolize ukuvuka kwakhe. Kodwa manje angithi sikhuluma ngendaba yokuthi uNkulunkulu uma uJesu Kristu enyukela phezulu lithi nathi sathathwa sabeka endaweni eyiphezulu. Manje ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje the reason sometimes esenza ukuthi ngoba manje lapha ku verse 2 wakhona it says God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Manje, this is where we are positioned. Singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Hence, our battle is not on the ground. Ngithanda ukuthi ubheke le ndaba. Ukubone i-eagle. Uma izolwa nenyoka. I-eagle ma izolwa nenyoka. Ithatha inyoka ikhuphulele phezulu iyolwa nayo kwindawo eyiphakeme. Yile nto uNkulunkulu nathi asenze yona ukuthi impi yethu asisali on the ground. Impi yethu silwa nemimoya let ethi incwadi yama-Efese chapter 6 verse 12. Ithi we don't wrestle against flesh and blood but against the principalities, against the power of the wickedness in heavenly places. Manje uyabona ukuthi lento ilapha yana emkhathini. Yiko lokhu lithi kwaNkulunkulu, make khuphuka wasikhuphula nathi, wasibeka kwindawo ephakeme. Manje impi yethu masilwa, asiseyilwa inyama negazi, silwa nemimoya. That is why kudingeka ukuthi esikhathini esiningi uma silwa sikwazi ukuthi sibheke ukuthi silwa nobani, silwa kanjani, iposition yethu ikuphi. Manje, many of us, we fail to know this. That is the result many abantu, uma engayazi iposition yakhe, esikhathini esiningi, siyayiluza ama battle. Manje ngani, ngoba izinto zikamoya aziliwa ngokwenyama. Masibheka indaba kaJesu Kristu, for an example, kuMatthew 16, kuverse 22 to 23. Uma uJesu e-announce ukufa kwakhe kubafundi bakhe, izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi uPetro waresponda wathi, this shall never happen to you. Kodwa uJesu Kristu wenzani? Wambizela eceleni. And the Bible tells us ukuthi, uNkulunkulu wathi, get behind me, Satan. Ngani ngoba uJesu wambona ukuthi, it looks like uPeter okhulumayo, but is the devil behind uPeter. Manje yilogo nathi, ekudingeka ukuthi sifunde and become very sensitive and to be able to discern ukuthi umuntu make khuluma or mase confronta isituation. Kudingeka ukuthi sibheke ukuthi this situation engiconfrontayo, it's not the situation or into eyenzakalayo ukuthi umuntu kube kanje. Sibheke imimoya engale. We've got to see ukuthi the devil is able to disguise behind a person. Manje esikhathini esiningi siyaye silwe nabantu forgetting ukuthi lithi zikaNkulunkulu as inye impi yethu akusiyona inyama negazi kodwa silwa nemimoya in the heavenly realm. That is why uNkulunkulu ekwazile ukuthi uJesu Kristu uma ikhuphuka nathi asikhuphula sibeke kwindawo ephakeme. Siyakhumbula uJesu Kristu ethi nisezweni kodwa nisibona bezwe. Ngani? Ngoba asihlelanga endaweni eyiphansi, sihlele endaweni ephezulu. Uma uJesu Kristu ke ekhuphukele ezulwini, kulapho wasenzela umuso ongaka. Manje sibheke ke laphayana khona kwincwadi yama-Ephesians ku-chapter 4 wakhona sifunda uverse 7 siye ku-16. Lithi lelizwi, but each one of us grace has been given as apportioned. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he led the captive in his train and gave gifts to men. What does the ascending mean, except that also he descended to the lower earthly region? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. It was he who gave some to be an apostle, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we reach unity in faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of this fullness of Christ. Then we'll no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of doctrine, by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and the craftiness of men in the deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up with him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined together, hold together by every ligament, grow and build itself up in love as each one of us does his work. Manje siyabona ke lapho bangcwele ukuthi ukukhuphuka kuka Jesu Kristo kube nokubaluleka okufana naleyo yokuthi make khuphukela phezulu wanikela izipho ebantwini. Manje lokho futhi singakubona ngani? Singakubona ngento eyenzeka, for instance, singivala sikubheke kwindawo ka Elisha ukuthi uma uElisha khuphukela phezulu lithi izikwaNkulunkulu wa uElijah make khuphukela phezulu lithi wakwenza lokho ukuthi anikeze uElisha the double portion make khuphukela phezulu. Kunjalo nakithi ngegama lika Jesu Kristo, zazi masizazi ukuthi iposition yethu yaba kuphi uma uJesu enyukele ezulwini. UNkulunkulu asenze kahle. Amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.